Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is When It's Not Fair Hurts Your Marriage. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool you can use to solve problems in your marriage. Visit my website to download it. Okay, so now let's dive in and talk about when it's not fair hurts your marriage. So the theory I approach my marriage coaching from is that if the wife will go first and start making positive changes in her marriage, her husband will follow suit and he will change too. So I have statistics to back this up, that this actually works, and actually much research is still being done on this approach to improving marriage, and the fact that it can make marriage a happier place for both the husband and the wife. The fact is that when one person starts making positive changes in a marriage, the marriage does in fact improve. So I do a fair bit of public speaking in my community on marriage where I share this theory. And because I'm speaking to women, I suggest that they be the one who starts this marriage transformation. The women always seem very engaged throughout my talk, but by the end, almost always someone says, "But it's not fair. Why should the wife have to do all of the work?" That's the reality check, right? Because we as women are juggling so many balls in the air, and sometimes we do feel like we just can't do one more thing. I know. I totally get it, and I truly sympathize. I have felt these feelings before, and I think sometimes when we are in this state where we're feeling this overburdened with everything we have to do, a lot of times we're blaming our husband for the struggles that we're experiencing in our marriage. We might think something like, if only he would do this, or if he would do that, then everything would be so much better and I would be happier. And I hear you, and that line of thinking may be true. Like, sure, maybe if he could change some things, then you would feel happier. But the thing is, he's not the one that's really listening to this podcast right now or the talks that I give. It's usually the wives who are the ones kind of out there on the front lines of the relationship. And so I just want to say, I understand that it might feel unfair in this moment. But let me ask you, what if this approach changed everything? What would it be worth to you to sacrifice some temporary fairness? Would it be worth an amazing relationship with your husband? Would it be worth more happiness? Would it be worth more peace? Because I believe these things will come your way if you will take the first step. And you know what? A lot of the times, if you will go first and take this first step, gifts will come back your way. In relational value, in relational things from your husband. He will start acting more and more like you're hoping for him to act if you sort of lead the way and go first. So let me tell you a story so that you can experience what I'm talking about. A couple of years ago, I was speaking at a mom's group about communication and marriage. And at the end of the talk, I invited the women to participate in something called the Husband Project with me. It's a 21-day plan for doing one nice thing for your husband every day. And so this is a book that was written by Christian author Kathy Lipp. She is a fantastic author. She's full of humor and so super fun to read. I would definitely recommend this book. And so at the end of my talk, when I asked if anyone had any questions, one young mom put her hand up in the air, and it was clear that she was having trouble with what I was saying. And so when I called on her to see what her question was, she just said one word. She said, "Why?" And I'm guessing that she was probably very frustrated with the unfair workload in her home, and that she could not imagine doing something nice for her husband 21 days in a row. I'm imagining that because I've been there. I know how that feels. And to have someone telling you, if you start doing something nice for your husband every day for 21 days, then he will turn around and start reciprocating and your marriage will improve. I understand that can feel like an overwhelming task ahead of you. So I love this story. Here's how things went down. I set up a private Facebook group for those of us women who were going to do this husband project, and the mom started joining, and I was really hoping that that mom would join because I just really wanted her to be blessed with seeing the results of her efforts. And I want the best for her marriage and every other marriage of the women that I talk to, of course. And so she did finally join. It was near the end. I was getting a little worried, but she did join. And guys, this makes my day to share this story. She was one of the first women to post in the group, and she shared a story about how what she decided to do for her husband was to serve him a hot dinner when he got home and take the kids upstairs and give him a bath so that he could have some peace and quiet while he ate. And she said that while she bathed the kids, he did all the dishes. And so that was completely unexpected to her. I'm guessing she didn't say that, but she posted in the group with such enthusiasm that it just showed that she was a believer. Like, okay, I did this and it worked. And so that was fuel for her to keep going with this challenge. And I'm sharing this story with you because I think that she was, you know, probably one of the women who was more skeptical of what I was saying, but she tried it. She tried something different than what she had already been trying, and it made a difference. She made a sacrifice for her husband, a really big one. You know how hard bedtime and bath time is. And her husband turned around and did the dishes just to thank her. And I think that we can all have this bliss that this woman felt on that night if only we will try. Try to go first. So I say this with so much compassion because I know it doesn't feel fair that you should have to add one more thing to your to-do list. But if you will, I think that you will feel the reward. I think that you are going to find more peace and love and happiness in your marriage. And the truth is, girls, you've heard this before, keeping score in marriage never works, right? What looks fair in one marriage is maybe not what looks fair in another. And it's really up to us as a couple to decide what's fair in our marriage and to understand those things change from time to time. And we need to have discussions about them. And if you want to have those discussions, I would definitely suggest that you start by going first and amping up your efforts. And that is going to open the door and soften your husband's heart for discussions about that. And you might not even have to have discussions because if you start doing nice things for him, then he's going to start doing nice things for you. And everyone is going to be much happier and things are going to be going much more smoothly. You know, I mean, I also believe that marriage is about serving one another. And I think sometimes it gets hard when we're in the thick of this parenting thing. It can be really overwhelming. But if we can try to remember this aspect of giving of ourselves and giving of service, that's what we're called to do as a husband and a wife, that's where we start first and foremost. But it doesn't stop there because so often when you give something, you do receive something in return. And you know how good it feels when you do something good for someone else, right? So that's motivation enough to get started in doing something fun. So I would like to just wrap this up today with a quote from that book, The Husband Project by Kathy Lipp. I think this sums it up really nice. You know, if you if you happen to be in a spot where you're not sure if this theory is working for you or not. So here's the quote from Kathy Lipp. So as I see it, you have two choices. One, we can keep playing the game, logging an ever-increasing list of resentments in our head and making ourselves and our husbands miserable. Or two, we can go counterintuitive and live a radical, Christ-like way when it comes to our marriage, putting our husband's needs before our own or those of our kids. We can start seeing our choice to serve our husbands not as an edict or some clause in our marital contract, but as an outpouring, or in some cases restoring, of our love and adoration for our guys. Oh, that is pretty powerful, don't you think? I love that. And you know, girls, I know this is easier said than done. So if you would like to work on this with a coach, reach out to me. I have some great tools to help you along on your journey, and I would love to work with you. So thank you so much for listening in today. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. Remember, I have created a free marriage makeover guide to help you fix challenges in your marriage. Just head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, to download your copy for free. And don't forget to join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching, so stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you. See you next week.